3-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at AlwaysATreat.com.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters, let's start with the crash. Interstate 95 northbound right as you come up to the Beltway, and it looks like now just the right shoulder. So only a shoulder gets by here for all of you extending up on 2395 in those main lines, and it is jammed solid. Like I said, quickly forming with delays back out of Lorton. You have just a teeny bit of a gap here between Dale City and the Occoquan. That's sure to link up here very soon with only having this shoulder slowly get by the scene of a very serious crash. A lot of response at the scene there, so be very cautious getting by. On the Georgetown Pike, here's how this is shaping up with the crash. If you're coming inbound on the Georgetown Pike prior to the Beltway, right near Swinks Mill Road, it's so tricky on this roadway with all the curves. It looks like they have traffic stopped now in each direction. The crash is reported to happen in the eastbound direction, so start thinking about your alternates. I would avoid that stretch of the Georgetown Pike. Head over to Old Dominion Drive or even Route 7. So both ways, like I said, at a standstill just as outside of the Capitol Beltway. On 270 in Hyattstown, slowing. Germantown, Rockville, heavy on the top side from the Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue. Oh, better news here. College Park, all lanes reopened. Route 1 just north of the Capitol Beltway. They've cleared that crash. And for DC 295 north, as you come past the Naval Research Lab, still watch for the crash. But again, Virginia 95 north at the Beltway. Only the shoulder gets by the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds get away to some sunshine today, 46. Rain showers later tonight with sleet and freezing rain. Coming on in as we head towards sunrise tomorrow morning, 32 degrees tonight's low. Sleet, freezing rain early tomorrow. More ice and snow west and north, and then rain 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 28 degrees in Leesburg, 24 in Germantown, 30 degrees and cloudy at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
It's 7:08 on WMAL. Joining us in less than 10 minutes at 7:15 is Representative Bradley Byrne from the House Armed Services Committee. We're going to find out how a lack of a budget is affecting the military. How can they operate going from continuing resolution to continuing resolution? At 7:35, it's Steve Moore. At 8:05, it's Ronna Romney McDaniel. 8:15, Maryland Delegate Terry Hill to join us on legislation in Maryland that would prevent kids under the age of 14 from playing those high-impact sports. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow, Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
All right, the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security yesterday hosting Hillary Clinton, who gave a speech there to a group of students at Georgetown, and she talked about a whole range of issues, including, you guessed it, the 2016 election. But before we get to that, I want to talk about global warming with you, if I may, for just a moment, indulge me, which is that Hillary wanted to tell people about the effects of global warming and how, guess which group will be impacted the worst?
Oh, can we spin the wheel of victims and see who it lands on?
This one's a big one.
Who?
Women.
Oh.
Women will be hit harder than men when global warming finally destroys the planet. Here, listen to this. The people who are primarily burdened with climate change.
With respect to the rest of the world, I would say that particularly for women,
yes,
you're absolutely right. They will bear the brunt of looking for the food, looking for the firewood, looking for the place to migrate to when all of the grass is finally gone as the desertification moves south and you have to keep moving your livestock or your crops are no longer... growing, they're burning up in the intense heat that we're now seeing reported across North Africa into the Middle East and into India. Mm-hmm. So yes, women once again will be the primarily burdened with the problems of climate change. So look for international organizations to support. There are some groups that are planting trees.
No, this is because the men will be drinking all of the available water and just lazing about. They won't be impacted quite nearly as much.
You know,
and we'll have, like, the last few air conditioners just dedicated to the men. The women will be out foraging for food.
I find it interesting because all of my female friends, we're the ones who are usually always cold. So I would welcome a little bit of global warming because I wouldn't have to bundle up as much. Just saying.
Women will bear the brunt of global warming. Like, what planet do you live on? We kind of share this whole thing. I don't actually understand that. Why is it that women will be more impacted by this? Why will women be the only ones, quote, looking for the food, looking for the firewood?
Well, I think because in third world countries, it is primarily the women who do those chores. That's what the women do. So I get what she's saying. However, what really bothers me is she clearly has not been on her email lately because she didn't get the memo that it is no longer global warming. It's now climate change. Hillary is, she's just stuck in the victim mode. And like I said, spin the wheel to find out who the victim is today. Just like you can spin the wheel and find out what the reason is today for why she lost the election. It never lands on her because she's not on the wheel.
Well, here's a whole bunch of that. Yesterday, she spoke about 2016 and why she lost. And you guessed it. Old-fashioned
climate
sexism.
Change? Oh, I was going with climate change.
Old-fashioned sexism is up there. Listen.
Secretary Clinton, if you could leave us with one last word. You talked about a backlash. How do you see this backlash against women's rights, and what can be done about it?
I see it as a reaction that is, you know, driven by lots of different motives, some of them having to do with people feeling insecure, frightened, disappointed, discouraged, name whatever emotion you want, about their lives and the ongoing globalization of the economy, which is leaving many people out, and we haven't seen anything yet, because wait till robotics and AI, artificial intelligence, really take off. And so when people are insecure and anxious,
probably
they often
robots.
Defend against their own feelings by rejecting others. And that often happens with minorities. It happens with ethnicities, races, religions.
What?
And it also happens with respect to women. So any of you who've read my book about what happened know that I think that misogyny and sexism was part of that campaign. It was one of the contributing factors, and some of it was old-fashioned sexism and a refusal to accept the equality of women and certainly the equality of women's leadership, and some of it as an outgrowth of all this anxiety and insecurity that is playing on people and leading them in a hunt for scapegoats. So we've got to deal with that here at home.
I thought she was done. Sorry.
I think
that
comes through the ballot box. This is an election year, 2018 in the United States. So there's a lot that can be done to say, wait a minute, we're not going backwards.
Yeah.
Can we do this segment again later? Because I'm going to go spike my coffee. Because if I get enough of it in me, maybe I'll understand what the heck she's talking about an hour. Because I have no clue what the hell she just said there. Do you understand anything she just said? I got nothing.
I think the Chardonnay probably separates the synapses in her brain.
Well, maybe that's what I need in order to understand her when she speaks. That made no word. That was like a Scrabble board threw up.
Now, she was, speaking of reasons that she lost the election, in addition to whatever she just said, she was at Lanny Davis's book party last night, and Lanny Davis, formerly the special counsel for Bill Clinton's administration and a longtime Clinton friend, he's got a book called The Unmaking of the President 2016, How, get this, FBI Director James Comey Cost Hillary the Presidency. Okay?
Oh, that's true. He's on page, like, 14 of her book of Whose Fault It Is.
So, look at this. So, she was at his book party last night celebrating this. She's complicating the narrative now, again. Yeah. She's complicating it because James Comey is, like, the leader of the resistance now. You're not supposed to complicate the narrative by claiming that James Comey's a bad guy. Hillary, be careful. You can't say James Comey's bad. That just upsets everybody. Yet again, she's upsetting all the Democrats. She can't fire staffers who sexually harass people. She can't believe the women who accuse her husband right away. And she, once again, is accusing James Comey of being a nefarious actor in the election. She's a very complicated Democrat and one that is in no way useful to the current Democratic Party. They're going to jettison her rear end.
However, her entertainment value just skyrockets every time we talk about her.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, she's apparently not stopping. The world's longest book tour continues. 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys. Boy, our listeners that are stuck in traffic are so happy to have you. Let's go Interstate 95 because it's tough. We're pretty much at a standstill here for everyone coming out of, well, as I was going to say Lorton, but almost back out of Woodbridge now to get up through to the Beltway. Only the shoulder gets by. Serious crash. A lot of fire and rescue units at the scene still. So, again, northbound 95, get ready for this big delay here getting up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now heading through Port Belvoir. Don't have any problems on Route 1 or Telegraph Road. So might see some bailout traffic over there. Now it's running well. Georgetown Pike, another area we're really struggling here. Serious crash at Swinks Mill Road. It's so curvy around that area. And looks like they have everybody stopped. The crash happened on the eastbound inbound lanes. Inbound lane, I should say, single lane there, at Swinks Mill Road. But everyone stopped. And for your alternates, boy, Old Dominion Drive, like that, quickly has picked up the bailout traffic. So that's going to be our major route for everyone avoiding the Georgetown Pike. Over to Route 7, that would work as well. So those are our two major problems here, Virginia. Right now. Briefly, delays over the 14th Street Bridge. No problems to report on the George Washington Parkway. Maryland College Park, the crash northbound Route 1 at the Beltway. That's been cleared into the Wilson Bridge. We're backing before St. Barnabas Road. Had a crash reported in those far right local lanes right near 295 before you get to the bridge van. So be careful in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies early today, followed by partial clearing with a high of 46 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening. Increasing clouds with periods of showers late. Some sleet or freezing rain possible and a low of 32 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory from 3 a.m. tomorrow morning until 10 a.m. with a mix of wet snow and ice less than half an inch early. High of 47 degrees tomorrow, but currently in the nation's capital, it's 30 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
All right, the House of Representatives getting ready to vote on another continuing resolution. They'd like to keep the government funded through March 23rd because the government runs out of funding this Thursday. So they've got to deal with this yet again, and it's another short-term deal. It looks like we're not going to get another government shutdown. We've already heard from Dick Durbin, who said earlier this week that they had no inclination to pursue another government shutdown. And this after Democrats really suffered for it, I think, for the first time in a long time in public opinion, the shutdown placed squarely on their shoulders, and it led to a pretty rapid conclusion to that shutdown as Chuck Schumer was under pressure from the moderates in the Democratic Party to get this thing over with in a midterm election year where they desperately need to look like they're in the power position and not in the weak position.
Yeah, and part of the problem that bothers me about these continuing resolutions and lack of a budget is when you have a budget, you also have what I'm going to cut back on spending. The government is taking in record receipts from taxes, and yet they're still borrowing money. Something's got to give here. We need an actual real budget.
Yeah. So let's bring in Congressman Bradley Byrne. He's joining us now. He's from the House Armed Services Committee, who's dealing with all of this, because a part of this conversation is the fact that the military has complained a lot, Congressman, about the fact that they just can't keep getting funded under continuing resolutions. First of all, good morning. And why? Tell us.
Yes, good morning to you. Well, the problem is that the military buys and does big things. Buys ships, helicopters, jets, large munitions, the training that they have our soldiers going through, sailors and airmen. All of this costs big chunks of money, and you can't spend that money on continuing resolutions. So our failure to give them the permanent funding that they need fiscal year to fiscal year is not only causing them to be in a position where they can't adequately defend the country, but it literally is causing dangers to our servicemen and women. We had 21 people killed in combat last year in the American military. Over 80 were killed in accidents and training because we're not doing things right. So this is not just something where we have a fiscal obligation to do it. We have an obligation, a moral obligation, to take care of these young servicemen and women to make sure they've got the equipment that they need, but also the training and readiness. It's important so to do what they're doing and keep themselves safe.
So, Congressman, you think this lack of dedicated and permanent funding or in having a sense of a real budget is directly leading to loss of life?
There's no question about it. I've sat through about a dozen hearings, some classified, some not, where it's absolutely clear, and if you had General Mattis on the phone, he would make this even more artfully than I am, absolutely clear that our funding mechanism, or lack of a funding mechanism, is putting our servicemen and women in harm's way unnecessarily.
He's actually said this January, he said at the John Hopkins School of Advanced and International Studies, as hard as the last 16 years have been, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act, defense spending cuts, and operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions. General Mattis, on the same page with you here, Congressman. So what is the ask? How many years or how long would you like to see the military funded for?
Well, what we've done is we've already reached an agreement with the Democrats on the top line number for defense for this fiscal year and next fiscal year. It's agreed to. That's not even an issue. The Democrats are holding that hostage to get both a deal on this immigration, these DACA folks, and also to try to get a deal on domestic discretionary spending. Well, tick tock, tick tock. This is the fifth continuing resolution this fiscal year. It's absurd. So the House is going to send over to the Senate this evening a bill that has full funding for the rest of the fiscal year for the defense of America and a continuing resolution for the rest of the budget. And the Senate Democrats have already said, we're not going to vote for that. Well, that is irresponsible. But let's just get it right down to what it really is. Any senator who says that way or votes that way is acting irresponsibly and unnecessarily putting at risk the men and women we have in uniform.
Yeah, Congressman, according to Politico, the Pentagon's Defense Logistics Agency did an internal audit by Ernst & Young, and they can't account for more than $800 million in construction projects. As a taxpayer, it bothers me that we want more money for defense, but yet we lose $800 million.
Well, you're absolutely right. We should all be concerned about that. And one of the things that we are doing for the first time ever this year, is we're going to have a full audit of the Pentagon. This is something they've been talking about for 20 years, but the audit is actually occurring. And I'm going to predict right now it's going to be an ugly audit. We're going to see things in there that are going to make all of us upset. But that's how you fix problems, is you figure out where they are and you go out and fix them. In the meantime, we have no alternative but to do the things that are necessary to defend this country while China and Russia are vastly increasing their military capability and closing the gap that we've had with them for some years now.
That's right.
So we've got to do both at the same time.
Congressman,
reform the military and fund it appropriately.
Congressman Bradley Byrne, thanks so much. Good luck getting our military funded. Appreciate you stopping by to inform us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Great to be with you.
7:23 now on WMAL.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
You know, selling your home is a huge decision, and that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you, a professional with the experience to get you top dollar for what's likely your greatest financial asset. So that's why I suggest you call my buddy Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes, it creates so much more demand, and it gets homes sold so much faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Percival, for instance, purchased a new home before they sold their existing property. They worked with another agent. Their home sat for a while, unsold for months. And then they turned to Frank, who generated multiple showings, and then he sold their property over their asking price. Well, that was a nice change of mind. There is no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Frank Prindle's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. And I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent that you need when you are ready to sell that home. Call Frank Prendel at 855-234-SOLD. 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com. 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have some serious accidents and a lot going on. Virginia and McLean area shut down right now, coming inbound on the Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road. If you're familiar with that area, it's only one lane each direction. If you're coming off of Swinks Mill, police are there and they are directing. So you are able actually to make the right or the left from Swinks Mill, but major tie-ups, and then they'll alternate traffic through there, making your trip onto Old Dominion Drive. Everybody else is over there too, so that is going to take extra time over to Route 7 for bailout route as well. Major delays on Interstate 95. Sorry to let you know this, but you're in the know now. It's going to be about an hour, 45 minutes right now from Woodbridge to the Beltway, and those delays continue to grow due to the crash right at the Beltway with just the right shoulder getting by. So again, that's Interstate 95. This trip is going to take some time here to get through Lorton, Newington, coming out of the Woodbridge area. Now let's go Maryland. A new accident coming through Ashton. A lot of fire and rescue units responding here. Looks like they've stopped traffic. New Hampshire Avenue at Gold Mine Road. So this is going to be south of Brighton Dam Road. If you can try to avoid coming south of that, that would save you some time. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're doing okay. A little bit of volume as you head through Laurel northbound. If you heard me talk about the earlier crash in Laurel, that's history. Gone. No delays remaining there. So at least some positive news. And DC, 295 northbound, north of the Beltway near the Naval Research Lab for the crash. Traffic update now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clouds are going to get some sunshine today, 46. And tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high of 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital, 727 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials, and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, "I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up." We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 per month. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. And take advantage of their free adjustable base upgrade or get a free box spring with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse location near you. That's sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse.
Well, the stock market taking a slump, but tax reform really helping a lot of Americans out. The president hitting the road to share the good news. Steve Moore knows all of the details. We'll chat with him in a few minutes here, coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The White House downplaying a wild ride on Wall Street. Vice President Mike Pence.
The most important numbers to focus on are the fundamentals. The fundamentals of this economy continue to be very strong. In the last jobs report, 200,000 more jobs created. Unemployment at a 17-year low.
Lawyers for President Trump urging him not to be interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller. That, according to a New York Times report, the president has said publicly he would look forward to sitting down with Mueller. A 17-year-old Maryland teenager remains in critical but stable condition after being shot last night in Oxon Hill High School in the parking lot when he went to meet a car full of people. Prince George's County Police continue to investigate. The Lincoln Memorial being considered for updates, and the National Park Service wants to hear from you on how best to update the beloved D.C. Memorial?
They can go to the National Park Service park planning website. It's parkplanning.nps.gov, and then you can search for National Mall, and you'll find the documents.
Mike Litteris with the Park Service. Checking your money. Dow opens the day at 24,346. NASDAQ at 69,68. Sports sponsored by Nissan. Washington Wizards beat the Pacers 111-102. Caps on the ice tonight in Columbus. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You know, one of the reasons why you might not be doing great on your diet or your Let's Get Fit for 2018 pledge is that you're not seeing results right away. Or if you are seeing results, you know, it's maybe a pound here or a pound there. And you get discouraged. I get that. But with EMP 180 weight loss, that's never a problem. Almost every week, you are going to see progress with EMP 180 weight loss. You're going to see either a difference in how your clothes are fitting you, or yes, you're going to see those pounds start to shed immediately. And I mean in a big way. Listen, sometimes you don't see a difference in your weight, but that doesn't mean that things aren't happening in your body. See, they don't just put you on a bathroom scale when you go check in with the EMP 180 weight loss. You get a full total body composition analysis every single week to tell you how much fat is in your body and how much muscle is in your body. Get encouraged by real world results. EMP 180 weight loss in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, Maryland. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts February 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan Now.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a slight change on Interstate 95 Virginia. A couple extra lanes are now open at the scene of the crash, northbound 95 at the Capitol Beltway, but huge backups. It's going to be about an hour now coming out of Woodbridge, heading up through to the Beltway, and it looks like they're trying to get everything over to that left shoulder. So two right lanes we're now getting by northbound 95 at the Beltway. So solid Lorton, Newington, and on up. Other major problem in Virginia are still dealing with in McLean, the Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road. Now, it's only one lane in each direction, and they're alternating traffic, and it is a mess. On Swinks Mill Road, you are able to get up to the intersection and make either the right or the left under police direction. Now, because of that, everyone thinking, I can't get through there. Old Dominion Drive is going to be the heavy bailout traffic, and I'm already seeing that. So that's almost back to Tolston Road and continuing up to the Capitol Beltway and beyond. So again, plan for the extra time. Everyone's there with you on the Georgetown Pike and then bailing out onto Old Dominion Drive. Route 7 works well too. Now, if you are sticking with the Georgetown Pike, you can get by eventually. Again, like I said, they're alternating traffic. On the trip into town on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, bit of volume in through Laurel, then inside the Beltway, it's just some of that stop and go through Riverdale to join the exit to inbound New York Avenue and Kenilworth Avenue, where I'm just getting initial reports of a fender bender in the backups near 202. So I need to keep a heads up there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds will give way to some sunshine today, 46. Then tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high of 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 degrees and cloudy in Alexandria, 29 in Fort Washington, 30 degrees of Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
WMAL.
A lot of show left for you. Ronna Romney McDaniels, the chairwoman of the RNC. She'll be with us at 8:05 this morning. Maryland delegate Terry Hill wants to ban tackle football for our young kids in Maryland. We'll ask her about that. And then Larry Kudlow will be with us at 8:35 this morning. All ahead on a busy Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnade with Mary Walter.
And joining us now, Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation. He also served as an economic advisor to the Trump campaign. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Well, I guess it's a good morning. Doesn't feel like a good morning with what's happened with the stock market. And I see that the Dow futures are down another 200 points. So this is it's turned into a bear market. And but look, my feeling about the stock market is that the U.S. economy, every indicator is positive. I mean, we got a great jobs report on Friday. The earnings reports have been fantastic for businesses. You've got confidence high. So I think what's going on here, guys, is that I think there's been kind of this overreaction that the good economic news in the real economy has spooked Wall Street because they're worried about inflation and higher prices. I think that's wrong. I learned my economics from Larry Kudlow, I guess, is coming on your show next hour. But Larry always says the prosperity does not cause inflation. And I think that's absolutely true. I think a lot of investors have this equation wrong.
Why did it take until now for the market to get spooked? All the indicators were headed in the right direction last year. They were, and this is well before tax reform got passed, on the promise that tax reform would get passed. We saw the markets doing well, and all the economic indicators heading in the right direction. GDP growth in the vicinity of 3% quarter by quarter. Why now?
Well, a couple things. First of all, you know, I made the mistake of looking at my 401k plan last night and, you know, lost a lot of money.
That explains why you're so depressed this morning.
Not to do that, right? You know, because, you know, if you go back to the start of, you know, when Trump was elected president, the market was up almost 50%. Now it's given up, you know, 15% of that in the last week or so. But still, you know, the market is still up about 35% since Trump was elected. So that's a gigantic gain. I mean, $6 trillion in wealth. Now, why did we get this sudden correction? First of all, I do think that there was a little bit of irrational exuberance. I think the markets did run a little bit ahead of themselves. And by the way, you can, I'm not just saying that, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking. I've been saying that in a lot of my writing, that this market might be a little too hot right now. But I think what happened and spooked the market was the wage report that came out on Friday, which showed that we had the highest wage gains for workers in something like 12 years. And for some reason, Wall Street doesn't like it when workers get paid more because they think that's going to cause inflation. But this is I think, wrongheaded. I think more people working, more people earning more money, which is what we wanted when we passed the tax cut, is a good thing for businesses because it means people have more money to buy their products.
Yeah, Steve, I wanted to ask you about, to comment on a question that was made by Peter Schiff in an interview with The Street. He said that, "I don't know if the Fed has much love for Trump," and he went on to say that the Fed had the markets back during the Obama administration. "Maybe the Fed would be happy to see a bear market that could be blamed on Trump." What do you think about that?
Well, look, who said that?
This is Peter Schiff.
Peter Schiff, look, my feeling is that the Fed, look, let me just put it very simply. I don't see inflation out there. I mean, everybody's spooked about a rise in inflation, but show me it. Show me where the inflation is. Now, we've seen some increase in energy prices over the last month or two. But when it comes to the basic other things that you buy, whether it's food or whether it's, you know, computers or software, those things have actually been stable or falling in price. So, you know, I just don't see it out there. I don't see this, you know, massive increase in prices coming. Now, interest rates have risen a bit. They've risen by, you know, about a half a percentage point over the last, you know, month or so. But look, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we had, you know, 14 to 15% interest rates. The interest rates are still so low. They're still, you know, 3 to 3.5% on a mortgage.
And Democrats have been making a big deal out of the fact that the president has taken ownership of the economy, including the stock market, up until right. This point. And then was kind of quiet on it yesterday, obviously, as he was on a stage talking about the economy in Ohio. Two parts here. What's your reaction to all of that? And two, should the president tie himself so closely to the affairs of the stock market?
Well, I always thought that, you know, it's a little risky to celebrate the stock market because, let's face it, the stock market is a roller coaster ride. But, you know, when you have a 50% rise in 14 months, it's natural for any president to take credit for that. But, look, the much more important point is the real economy, wages, jobs, earnings by company. All of these things are so positive right now. I'm bullish. I mean, I'm buying on the dip, guys. I think that right now, if you bought stocks at these prices today, given the fall that we've seen, I think people, you know, over the long term, you're going to make a lot of money. I'm not saying the stock market is done falling. And, you know, as I said, the Dow futures are down another 200 points. What I am saying is, you know, if you're in this for your retirement fund, this is my most important message to your listeners, Vince, don't sell on a down. You know, people make a mistake of selling low and buying high. You want to do the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they always tell you to do, is buy low, sell high. That's what you should do here.
It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yep. It sounds simple, but I don't know if it's as simple as easy to do. That's why we need gurus like you telling us, hey, this may actually be a buying opportunity. Steve Moore, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you with us on Mornings on the Mall.
All right. See you guys. Have a great day.
It's 7:43.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Is your life one of dental pain, dental visits? You're always worrying about your teeth. You're tired of hiding your smile. I have some really great news for you. There is a solution to your problem. And Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have that solution with Hybridge. It's nationally recognized. It has been proven. It has been simplified. And this will give you a whole new smile. This has been perfected over many, many years, this procedure, with you, the patient, in mind. Now, shorter treatment time for Hybridge. bridge. The convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. You're going to be able to smile confidently again, knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best, so I encourage you just to learn about them, about how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the food you love again, smile freely, live the life you deserve. And I know someone who has this, has had this procedure done. You cannot tell that these are not her real teeth. I also learned by talking to Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry that people in their 40s and 50s come in for this procedure because they don't have a smile that they love. It's through no fault of their own. They just didn't get great teeth. This can help you. Attend their free hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, February 12th. They'll help you understand all of your dental options, and it is free. Seating is limited. Call Rocky now, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit Bethesda Sedation. Dentistry.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter.
Troubles down the drain.
Now, Washington.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Vibes. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's do this. All right, Maryland. Let's start first on the Beltway 95 to George Avenue. Pretty normal. Not so normal. We have a couple hangups here. I'm going to give you a heads up if you use coming out of the Ashton area, New Hampshire Avenue. They have shut it down because of a serious crash on New Hampshire Avenue, and it's going to be just south of Brighton Dam Road. That's the closure point. New Hampshire Avenue at Goldmine Road, the scene of the crash. They've stopped that in each direction. So heading in and out of Ashton and Sandy Spring, heads up for you. Now, if you're coming south on 29 Maryland and heading south into Burtonsville, the crash is going to be southbound before you can get to the exit for 198. So essentially right over the Rocky Gorge Reservoir there. Watch for fire and rescue units. Slowly you're getting by. Oh, it looks like mostly, and even on the northbound side. So each direction of 29 will be affected here. Northbound is going to be a little bit worse than the southbound side. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slows through Laurel each way, but lanes are reported open. Now, the major problem continues McLean with the crash on the Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road. It's only one lane each direction, so they are alternating traffic. Big delays on the Georgetown Pike, but huge backups on the alternate as well. On Old Dominion Drive, Route 7 works too. Now, if you are on Swinks Mill Road, you are able to make the turn onto either direction of Georgetown Pike, again, under police direction. And a change for the better in Springfield. The crash north on 95 at the Beltway now confined to the shoulder, but delays out of Woodbridge as a result of that crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL weather forecast.
Clouds give way to some sunshine today, 46. Rain showers later tonight with sleet and freezing rain. Coming on in as we head towards sunrise tomorrow morning, 32 degrees tonight's low. Sleet, freezing rain early tomorrow. More ice and snow west and north, and then rain, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 31 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:48 on WMAL. You know, Doritos had a successful run in the Super Bowl. Got some advertising. Peter Dinklage, Morgan Freeman getting into rap battles all about Doritos. But now they're getting into trouble in the wake of the Super Bowl because they're looking to silence women.
Ugh. Does Hillary know about this?
Well, once she finds out, she's going to lose her mind. Apparently, Doritos is preparing to launch a new version of chips specifically for women because they say women don't like making noise when they eat chips. Oh, yeah. That's triggering a lot of people's the contempt for mouth noises. Featuring less crunch and messy crumbs so that women don't look gross while they indulge. Apparently, this is the quote from their global chief executive, Indra Nooyi, saying, although women would love to crunch crisps loudly, lick their fingers, and pour crumbs from the bag into their mouth, they prefer not to do this in public. So they want to make chips that don't crunch like that, that are like a much more quiet, that are built for women. They also want to do something to help women have a little container that fits nicely inside of their handbags.
You know what that reads to me as a woman? That says,
what?
Okay, they're going to have more expensive packaging, it will hold fewer chips, and it's going to cost more. It's pretty much what this is going to be.
It seems impossible that this is a 2018 product where you like make up a new product for women only.
Is it me or does lady friendly chips, that term lady friendly, doesn't it sound like it's a bad translation from like instructions from something from China that just came in and they have the English version and it's translated badly, lady friendly chips.
Yeah, it's just another confusing thing about women. No woman uses the bathroom and now they don't crunch chips. It's weird, actually. How do they exist and
it's
live?
Because we're super creatures.
And meanwhile, McDonald's, their French fries may contain a chemical that could cure baldness. A Japanese stem cell research team actually used the chemical ingredient found in the fry oil, more commonly known, by the way, as dimethyl polysiloxane.
Is that why they taste so good?
It can grow hair. So another benefit to McDonald's French fries.
Where does it grow hair?
Anywhere you want it. 750 on WMAL.
If you're planning to sell your home, I recommend you call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Your home sold guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I have to tell you something. I had the privilege of visiting Direct Jewelry Outlet. Made a little Valentine's Day trip, see what they had. Now, I walked in, I was really surprised. There is no marble floor, no fancy chandelier. Very simple. And I found out the reason for that is because they plow everything into acquiring quality stones, quality jewelry at affordable prices. They are so confident in the value that they're giving you. You know the little price tag on everything when you go to a jewelry store? Theirs is turned up so you can see right away exactly how much that piece of jewelry costs, which is wonderful because it doesn't make for that awkward moment of, oh my gosh, I can't afford that. So, and they don't sell on commission. So there's no high pressure sales tactics. They also repair jewelry right there, and you can watch what they're doing, see it being repaired. Everything is on the up and up with them. They don't hide anything. For 5 years in a row, Angie's List has given DJO their Super Service Award. Direct Jewelry Outlet, the perfect place to find the perfect Valentine's Day gift. For hours and location, visit DJO.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
7:53 now. Time to find out how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk and Landon Dowdy. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Well, a third day of turmoil is on tap for stocks. The Dow is poised for another drop when the market opens this morning. Futures indicate a drop of about 600 points. Stocks had their biggest losses in years yesterday, with the Dow down 1,175 points. That's its biggest point drop in history. That was a drop of 4.6%. And that sell-off was global, with markets in Europe and Asia all dropping overnight. General Motors, donut maker Dunkin', Botox maker Allergan, and Tapestry, which owns Coach and Kate Spade, are all out with quarterly earnings results that beat expectations. Toyota not only had a strong earnings report, it forecasting record results ahead. Investors are winning more reports today from companies like Disney. British Airways says thousands of passengers are affected because of a winter freeze that's canceled flights today at Heathrow in London. And the CEO of yoga wear company Lululemon has resigned over a conduct breach. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar, You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. Join us in Ashburn, Tuesday, February 13th at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, one of those mornings. We have a lot going on. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Now, let's start heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, sitting in the backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road up ahead. And those far right local lanes that take you to the local exits have the right lane of two blocked prior to the bridge span. So, oh boy, we're almost back actually to Route 5. So get ready if you're getting out and about and coming around from near Forestville. Delays Route 5 to the Wilson Bridge, the culprit that crashed there before the bridge span itself. Now, once under 295 north past the Naval Research Lab, still slow where we had the earlier crash. Suitland Parkway, just heavy delays. I don't have anything reported. Now, Virginia, on 95 northbound, Dale City, solid lineup through Lorton and Newington. Earlier crash at the Beltway, that's now confined to the shoulder. In McLean, the accident on the Georgetown Pike at Swinks Mill Road, under police direction. Now, it's only one lane each direction, so they're alternating traffic. Old Dominion Drive picks up a ton of bailout traffic, so get ready for that. Also, everyone looking for a work around Lewinsville Road also picks up delays. Route 7, that works as an alternate, but that's getting slow as well, too. Maryland, New Hampshire Avenue, very serious crash, closing New Hampshire Avenue each direction at Gold Mine Road. This puts it south of Brighton Dam Road in the Ashton area. If you're coming through there, you can't get past that scene of the crash right now. Update, got an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. Now for GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's a good way to some sunshine today, 46. Then tonight we'll see some rain showers, snow showers eventually. A little bit of sleet and freezing rain as we fall to near 32 degrees. Mixed precipitation to rain tomorrow in the district with a high of 47. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 31 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:57 on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Imagine owing the IRS 15 grand with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced. Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
I'm vibrating off my seat at a height of about 6 inches.
Well, good for you, Rachel Maddow. It's because she knows what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
How do you follow that? Ronna Romney McDaniel, the RNC chair, will be joining us. Are the Democrats actually helping the Republicans in the midterms?
And one Maryland lawmaker wants to ban tackle football for your kid under the age of 14. We'll talk to her coming up on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is sponsored by Cars for Kids. All eyes again on Wall Street this morning after record losses.
At one point yesterday, the Dow was down 1,600 points. It finished the day down 1,175. Simon Hamilton hosts the Wise Investor Show on WMAL.
Until we see more warning signs or any warning signs that we're facing a potential for a recession, we think that selling like this is going to be, you know, pretty short in duration.
Coach Pete, host of the Financial Safari on WMAL, says investors should be selective.
Back in the day, they did tests where monkeys would throw darts on a board, and that would pick a stock for them. We don't have that kind of luxury these days.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince George's County Police continue to search for a suspect who shot and critically wounded a 17-year-old student outside Oxon Hill High School last evening in the parking lot. Police say the suspect and the victim did know each other, and they do not believe it was a random act. A 19-year-old student at George Washington University wants to be the next mayor of D.C.
The NAACP GW chapter is really, like, I would say what encouraged me to, like, actually gave me the understanding and a reason to run and the passion to run.
Michael Woods, a political science junior at GW, says he thinks he can be a role model for other teens in the city. He needs 10,000 signatures to run. Most of the D.C. region is in the midst of a drought, so how is our drinking water supply holding up?
The U.S. Drought Monitor map has a strip between D.C. and Baltimore in a severe drought.
The region's had a lower than normal precipitation so far this year.
But Lisa Reagan at the Metropolitan Washington Council of Government says you don't need to start worrying about water conservation just yet.
Right now, all of our storage reservoirs are upstream in the upper basin or at capacity.
She says the region's made investments that allow it to get through these droughts, plus where the Potomac's water comes from.
The upper Potomac basin extends all the way up into West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
They have been getting much more precipitation. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Olympics begin Thursday, but 1,200 security guards in South Korea are being quarantined due to the highly contagious norovirus.
41 guards came down with it, acute diarrhea and nausea. They've had to swap out some 1,200 guards and bring in 900 more and begin disinfecting buses, accommodations, and sporting facilities to try to stop its spread.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. She won the lottery, but now she's suing the lottery commission to remain anonymous. The winner in New Hampshire says she made a huge mistake by signing the $560 million winning ticket. Now she's suing the commission to maintain her privacy. Instead, she wants a trustee to be her public face. Checking your money. The closely watched Dow opens the day at 24,346. NASDAQ at 69,68. Sports, five in a row for the Wizards, topping the Pacers 111-102. Washington Capitals in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
Here, folks, listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
You've got me now.
Details at WMAL.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877
maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS-FOR-KIDS.
Boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2.